It's happened to Niagara on the border with the Upper Peninsula in Marinette County. New Page Corporation, the new owner of paper mills in six Wisconsin communities, closing the pulp mill in Niagara, putting 319 employees out of work. Tim Latch is a spokesman for Stora Enso, the plant's previous owner.
These are difficult times. It is the kind of thing that's a difficult decision, recognizing full well that it's going to impact a lot of different people and that it's going to be difficult for them as well.
Doug LeCount is with the United Steelworkers Union at the plant.
The company admits it. It was probably the best workforce they had out there as far as doing stuff. You know, we worked together well. We did whatever was asked of us, and pretty much, we're the ones that got shut down. People are pretty disappointed. And it has a huge impact to this whole area.
The Niagara Mill produced some 230,000 tons of paper annually for use in catalogs and magazines. Some 125 workers in Kimberley also will lose their jobs as New Page permanently shuts down one of three machines there. The Ohio-based firm last month acquired Wisconsin Rapids-based Stora Enso North America for $2.6 billion. New Page will still employ about 3,000 workers in Wisconsin. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.